Welcome to Family Worship Radio, hosted by Lee Dodd, where we dig into the Bible and other great books just as we would in a family worship setting. You can utilize this podcast as the content of your family worship, or simply use it as an aid in your preparation. Let's get started.
Welcome to another episode of Tidbits from Church History. In this episode, I want to take a few minutes to elaborate on a historical account that we read of in Acts chapter 12. And this is the account of the death of King Herod. I'll read in Acts chapter 12, verses 20 through 24 now. Now Herod was angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon, and they came to him with one accord, and having persuaded Blastus, the king's chamberlain, they asked for peace, because their country depended on the king's country for food. On an appointed day, Herod put on his royal robes, took his seat upon the throne, and delivered an oration to them. And the people were shouting, "The voice of a god and not of a man." Immediately, an angel of the Lord struck him down, because he did not give God the glory, and he was eaten by worms and breathed his last. But the word of God increased and multiplied. This is such a unique account in the book of Acts. This is a critical time in church history, a transition from the church headquartered in Jerusalem, now shifting to Antioch, a transition from Peter to the missionary journeys of Paul. This is a great transition of missionary expansion and the gospel moving out from Jerusalem to Judea, to Samaria, and ultimately to the uttermost parts of the earth. And here we have an earthly king, Herod Agrippa the First. This is grandson of Herod the Great that we read of in Matthew chapter 2, and father to Herod Agrippa the Second that we read of in Paul's defense given in Acts 26. He was a powerful man. He was a proud man. He was one who harbored great hostility against the church. He will martyr James and hope to martyr Peter. In Acts chapter 12, verse 3, we see that he proceeded. He was going from one degree of evil to another. And of course, this is all the fruits of his rebellious pride. I want to look at this phrase in Acts 12, where in verse 21, we read that on an appointed day, whether this was the Olympic Games that took place every 5 years in Caesarea, or some other special event that Herod had planned. This is a significant phrase, either way we read it. We should never underestimate such short phrases in the scriptures that can be potent with such significance. The phrase appointed day had one meaning or significance to Herod, for he had planned that day to come in his pomp and splendor as king and to receive great honor from his subjects. But in God's mind, this appointed day had a different meaning. It was a day prepared in which he would put a stop to the hostility of his subject, Herod. On this appointed day, in royal clothes, Herod comes before the people and takes a seat upon his throne and makes his speech, what will be his final speech. In the account of Josephus, we read, "On the second day of the shows, he put on a garment made wholly of silver and of a texture truly wonderful, and came into the theater early in the morning, at which time the silver of his garment, being illuminated by the fresh reflection of the sun's rays upon it, shone out after a surprising manner. And presently his flatterers cried out, one from one place and another from another, though not for his good, that he was a god. And they added, 'Be thou merciful to us, for although we have hitherto reverenced thee only as a man, yet shall we henceforth own thee as superior to mortal nature.' Upon this, the king did neither rebuke them, nor reject their impious flattery." Now, this is a non-Christian's historical account of the very event we read of in Acts chapter 12, where the crowd cries out, "The voice of a god and not of a man." Well, immediately, in the same breath, without delay, the angel of the Lord strikes. He had already struck Peter earlier in the chapter to awake him unto a deliverance, and now he will strike King Herod, not for deliverance sake, but death sake. Why did the angel strike? because he did not give God the glory. Again, from the account of Josephus, we learn that Herod's death wasn't instant, but that he lived a very painful 5 days before dying at the age of 54. Josephus says, "But as he presently afterward looked up, he saw an owl sitting on a certain rope over his head, and immediately understood that this bird was the messenger of ill, and fell into the deepest sorrow. A severe pain also arose in his belly, and began in a most violent manner. He therefore looked upon his friends and said, 'I, whom you call a god, am commanded presently to depart this life, while Providence thus reproves the lying words you just now said to me. And I, who was by you called immortal, am immediately to be hurried away by death.' When he said this, his pain was violent. Accordingly, he was carried into the palace, and the rumor went abroad everywhere that he would certainly die in a little time. And when he had been quite worn out by the pain in his belly for 5 days, he departed this life, being in the 54th year of his age, and in the 7th year of his reign." This additional insight we get from the historian Josephus so wonderfully matches Luke's account in Acts chapter 12. We have the death of an ungodly king, the preservation of the Apostle Peter's life in freeing him from prison. We have God jealously taking vengeance upon one whom would not give God the glory. This is a transitional point in church history. It is a telling account from church history. We see much of who God is and that he will not be robbed of his glory. Much we can learn from the account of Herod's death. Thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. God bless you.